Yeah. So an additional aspect of makom b'patish, which could either be included in the increasing usability of a kli, maybe it has to do with making the kli itself, is asiyas pesach b'kli. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, which we've discussed a million times, shovar the mesach chavis, person can break open the chavis to get to the grogeris, which is inside of a vashua yiskavin lasos kli, as long as he doesn't have in mind to make a kli. So Rashi says, why is a person allowed to break open the chavis? So Rashi says, because it's makalkel, and the Ran adds that it's makalkel, which is Tzorach Shabbos. Makalkel, which is Tzorach Shabbos, the Ran feels is permissible. The Chazon Ish, if I'm talking fast, it's because it's Chazara. The Chazon Ish points out that for Rashi, didn't really need that, because Rashi holds Ein Binyan B'Kalim. So why did he didn't really need to say makalkel in the Ran's edition of makalkel Tzorach Shabbos? Because Ein Binyan B'Kalim, so there's no chashash here at all. If there's ain't binyan b'kelim, there's ain't stira b'kelim. What is the problem if you're miskave and lasos kli? So Rashi says it means you have in mind to be nokve nekev yofe. What does nekev yofe mean? So the general understanding is that it means you may have in mind to make a pesach, which is osi lahachnes ulahotzi. The Gemara says that a pesach, which is eino osi lahachnes ulahotzi, is not a pesach, and if it is osi lahachnes ulahotzi, it is a pesach. And the understanding is that that's also because of Makkah B'Patish. I finished off the making of the Kli by poking a hole in it. Because of this Chashash, the Gemara in Beitza says, on Lama Gimel Mebeis, that this Mishnah it's only permissible to break open the Chavis to get to the Grogeris, which is inside, if it is a Kli Mustaki, which was a patchwork of a Kli, different pieces glued together. It wasn't a real whole Kli. Why? Because if it was a real kli, then we're choshesh that when you open it, even if you do it in a destructive way, that you might be miskavin lasos pesach yofe. You might have in mind to make a nekev in the kli. But if it's a mustaki, then we don't think that a person is going to have in mind to make a nekev in the kli, because it's a kli garua to begin with. There you go. Tosa, so that's the Gemara Beza. So the Gemara Beitza seems to say that this whole mission is only talking about mustaki because we're afraid you might be miskaven lasos pesach yofet. Tosos disagrees with Rashi and holds no, there is stira b'kelim. Why is the mutter to be soser as hachavis to get to the grogeris, which is inside, is because we're only talking about a kli mustaki, as the Gemara says. Now the Gemara said that we're only talking about a kli mustaki because we were afraid of pesach yofet. But Tosos uses that explanation of that okimta of the Gemara to also explain the binyan b'kelim idea. Tosos is of the opinion that yesh binyan v'stir b'kelim. So how can I open up the chavis to get to the grogeris which is inside? The Tosos says it's only talking about a kli mustaki, a patchwork type of kli, a disposable kli. So then I'm not going to have a mind to make a pesach yofa. And Tosos says then there's no stir b'kelim because it's an inferior kli. So it comes out for Tosas that really you have two reasons to require the mustaki. Number one, for Asiyas Pesach. Number two, for Stira B'Kelim. So we pass in a Shulchan Aruch that it's only permissible by a Kli mustaki. Could be for, and the Shulchan Aruch explains that it's only mutter by a Kli mustaki because of the Binyan B'Kelim issue. So everyone agrees that if a person has in mind to make a Pesach in a Kli, that would be a problem of Makkah B'Patish. If I have in mind to make the Pesach B'Kli. That's the implication that you get from those Rishonim. Bein L'Rashi, Bein L'Tosos. However, the Rambam, we mentioned the Rambam also when we were discussing, I think, our first year on Bona. The Rambam says that Hanokev Nekev Belul Shel Tanigolim. A person makes a hole in the chicken coop in order to let the stale air out. So it was a machlokes in the Gemara. Is that bone or makkah b'patish? And the Rambam passions that is bone. Making the nekev in the lulshel tanigolim is bone. So the Achronim, the Magen Avraham, has to steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says a person makes a nekev in a chavis, that's makkah b'patish. Why is making a nekev in a chavis makkah b'patish and the nekev in the lulshel tanigolim is bone? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Marashdam. Yeah, when it's kavua bekarka, lul shatani gom, that's kavua bekarka, tosefes binyan is bone. Because by karka, the standard of bone is much lower, or higher, however you want to look at it, that anything that I add to the binyan, that's bone. By kalim, I need something which is more significant. And even though the Rambam holds, yesh binyan v'stira b'kalim, this adding of a Pesach is not a significant binyan bekelim. It has to be something that's more significant. Or one could phrase it in a slightly different way, that by binyan of a bias, even though the Iker Tzuras HaBayis is already finished, the guy has a whole full house, then he decides he wants to add something to the house. So that's also Chai Mishum Bona. By Kalim, once the Iker Tzura of the Kli is finished, anything from there on in is Makar B'Patish. I mean, it's either because it's not a significant enough binyan, or because the Iker Tzura of the Kli, the real structure of the Kli, is already finished. And by binyan B'Kalim, that's not significant enough. So again, making a Pesach in a Kli seems to be universally considered to be Makar B'Patish, not Bona. So again, let's go back to the Mishnah, and we'll start from there and continue forward. The Mishnah says, Shover Adam Esachavis, in order to get the Gogeris, which is inside. So Tosa says that Mishnah is only talking about Mustiki. Why? What? For one of two reasons, or for two of two reasons. Because maybe I'll be Miskavin Lasos Pesach Yofet. And because Yesh Tira Bekelim. But if it's Mustiki, I'm A, not Mechavin or Pesach Yofet, because it's inferior, and B, there's no stir b'kelim again because it's inferior. The Rambam, when he quotes the Mishnah, leaves out the mustaki issue. He doesn't quote it. He says, Shover adam esachavis, it's permissible, in order to get the grogeris which is inside. So the Achronim ask, but the Rambam holds yesh binyan v'stir b'kelim. So how could he have left out the mustaki issue? What happened to binyan b'kelim when I break open the chavis to get the grogeris? That was Tosos Kasha. So Mishnah Brura, and that's Sif in Shulchan Aruch, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Tosos, that it's only talking about Mustaki, he quotes from the Rashba and the Gra, that even though Yesh Binyan Bekelim, there's Ein Stira Bekelim.
Who was that?
The Gra, it's quoted by the Mishnah Brura. Rashba says the same thing. Why? So Ramosha and his tshuva about opening sugar packets. Ramosha says he thinks because binyan bekelim, we explained for the Rambam and even for Tosas, it's not any little binyan. It has to be a binyan chashuv. It has to be something significant. If you remember, there was all these contradictions in the Gemara, whether it's a machlokas beisham beis hillel or it's a machlokas amoraim. So Tosas explained, really they're talking about two separate things. A little binyan bekelim, we hold that's not binyan bekelim. That's machokas beisham beisilo. It's only if it's a significant binyan. So Ramosha says, significant binyan and kelim, that's binyan. By soser, you can never have something significant. By definition, it's insignificant, because I'm just trying to get to what's inside. So by bone, if I stick the handle of the broom into the broom and I screw it tight, I've accomplished something great, and now I have a usable broom. When I'm so to the Kli, it's by definition insignificant. So there'll be Ein Stira B'Kelim. So the Gra says, therefore, even if the Chavis is a Chavis Shleima, it's permissible to destroy it in order to get to what's inside. The Chazon Ish also disagreed with Tosis. You know, he said, Tosis Lushitaso does not need to say he's talking about a Kli Mustaki.
But how do you explain then?
One second. Even if it's not talking about a Kli Mustaki, because the Chazon Ish has his principle that whenever I'm trying to get to what's inside and I destroy the outside case of what's surrounding, you know, the focus of my endeavor over here, destructively get to what's inside, that's not considered to be a malacha. That's Shimush of the Kli. Chazon Ish's unique principle. So the Chazon Ish says for Tosos, even if it's a Chavish Shlema, if I destroy it in the process of getting the Grogeres, that can never be Stira B'Kelim. Parenthetically, it just seems that the Gemara and Beta was Choshesh, that you can't open the Chavish Shlema not because of Stira B'Kelim. So Ramosha's reason and the Chazon Ish's reason helped the problem of Stira B'Kelim. But the Gemara and Beta said because we're afraid you'll be Miskaven Lasos Pesach Yofet. That seems to have fallen in between the cracks. Just interesting. Nobody brings that up. So it seems like that Okimta in the Gemara is rejected. Tosus employs the Mustaki Pshat for Stir B'Kelim, not because we're afraid that you'll be Miskaven Lasos Pesach Yofet. So again, the first principle of opening containers is one of the first malachas you have to worry about is soser. If we pass him, we're machmer like Tosas that there's binyan bekelim, we should also be machmer this stira bekelim. So the gra, and Ramosha explained the gra, and the Chazon Ish feel that that we don't have to be concerned with stira bekelim if one destroys the shell that the food item is in. Another malacha which one always has to be concerned with in opening kelim is korea. Is ripping, assuming it's not a metal kli, it's made out of a cloth or it's made out of plastic, which is thin plastic. But we mentioned the Tosefta, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, says that a person can rip the or shal pi achavis in order to get to the item, to get to the wine which is inside. And the Chazon Ish explained along the same lines that we just said, because why isn't it Korea? So the Chazon Ish says, whenever I destroy the shell around the food item which is inside, that can never be considered to be a malacha. So the same way there's no stira by the Chavish Lema to get to what's inside, there's no Korea to get to the wine which is inside. So that was why the Chazon Ish felt that this should even be, and the Chazon Ish as far as nothing to do with the fact that it's food. As long as I'm trying to get to something which is inside and there's a case or a shell around what's on the outside, and I'm destroying that to get to what's inside, that's not a malacha. That has nothing to do with the fact that it's food. So for the Chazon Ish, it would have been permissible to open letters as well. However, the Chazon Ish said he thinks people use envelopes for things when they're done with the envelope. If you open it in a neat way with an envelope, special envelope opener, so you can use the envelope for something when you're done. So Chazon Ish, when it's convenient, brings back the Gemara Beis, Rechoshin Dilma Yiskaven Lasos Kli. Maybe he has a mind to make a Kli out of it, or a Pesach Yafeh, whatever.
Sometimes you use the envelope to keep the papers in later on. So.
Right. So you take it out, then you put it back in. Right? So Chazon Ish says you have to destroy the envelope in the process. But that would be permissible. If you destroy the envelope in the process, other than the other issues we mentioned in terms of opening letters on Shabbos.
What are the other moksa?
We discussed a bunch of issues, yeah. I think that was one of them.
And, tearing letters and searing, what else?
Right, and also not everybody agrees with this Chazon Ish, but
no.
The Pre-Chadosh felt it was a Korea d'Oraisa. But the Chazon Ish felt that this Yisod should hold true even by a letter, because it has nothing to do with the fact that the item is a food item. The Gemara also mentions that chosolos shebekelim. Chosolos were these made out of leaves in order to hold, I think, palm leaves? In order to hold dates?
Baskets, right?
Baskets. Yeah, kind of baskets, but I think they were made out of a natural leafy type substance. In order to hold rotting dates for some constructive purpose. So, but you want to rip it open on Shabbos in order to get to the dates that are inside. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's permissible. Based on the Gemara, Matir, Mafkia, V'chotech, a person could do all these procedures in order to get to the item which is inside. So why isn't it Soser? So the Mishnah Berurah says, this halach is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So the Mishnah Berurah says, because there's no steer, because it's mustaki, it's kli garua. These chosalos are not important kelim. Doesn't deal with the fact, why isn't it Korea? The Shvisas HaShabbos says that if one looks at the language of the Shulchan Aruch, you know why it's not Korea. The Shulchan Aruch says, why is it permissible to open these kelim on Shabbos? Why isn't there Korea? Why isn't there Sosa? The Shulchan Aruch says, because it's like Klipei Agozim. Any wrapper that's around the food becomes bottled to the food. In the same way, there's no Korea, there's no Sosa by the food. Those malachos will not exist by the shell either. So the Shvisas HaShabbos explains the Tosefta in the Tosefta that's quoted by the Mishnah Berurah in the same way. Why is it mutter to rip the or shal pi achavis to get to the food that's inside? Not like the Chazon Ish said, because whenever I destroy a wrapper to get to something which is inside, that's not a malacha. Because that becomes like the wrapper around the food. It's bottled to the food. So there's no korea by the yayin, there's no korea by the or. It's like the nut of a shell. shell of a nut. Shemir Shabbos also goes with this explanation, not like the Chazon Ish. That is because it's like the klipa around the food item. So then he suggests perhaps that was the pshat in the Pri Chodesh. The Pri Chodesh held that opening a letter was a melacha midoraisa of korea, because he held the korea shel tikun, because I want to get the letter out, and that's a positive kriya, not a destructive kriya. So he asks in the Pri Chodesh what happened to the ripping the or shel piachavis to get to what's inside. So he says perhaps the Pri Chodesh held that it's only by food items. Why should that tosefta only be by food items? Because it means that whatever is around the food item becomes batel to the food item. It becomes like the shell around the nut. But if it's a non-food item, who said that the whole principle exists? So Shmir Shabbos, the Shisus HaShabbos, all go with a different mahalik. Why is Korea or Shal Piachavis? Is because it becomes like a wrapper around the food. Ramosha and his tshuva about opening sugar packets, I think it was, also adopts a similar totally on his own, that the korei or shel piachavis is like a shell around the nut. But Ramosha qualifies, when can something be a bottle to the food? So he says, only when it's made for this food item, like a shell. And it's thrown out when I'm done with this food item. Has to be made for this food item, and it's thrown out when I'm done with this food item. That's like a shell. So Moshe says, if you have a bag or a can, which is made for this food item specifically, so Moshe says, even if it's a can, which is not a bag, you have to worry about stir b'kelim. Moshe says, it's never stir b'kelim, like we said before, because there's only binyan bekelim, that's chashuv. Stir bekelim doesn't exist, like the Gra disagreed with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said that chavis is only mustaki. When can I break open the chavis to get to the grogeris? It's only by mustaki. The Gra disagrees even by chavis shleimus, or Moshe adopts the Gra. And whenever it's a chavis shleimus, it's still permissible because there's no stir bekelim. And what about korea? So Moshe says doesn't exist if it's a disposable container. If it's made for this food item and it's going to be thrown out afterwards, becomes like a shell around the nut, that's permissible.
Maybe just to clarify, so that means you could open it without destroying it?
Right, Ramosha says if you destroy it, it's even better.
Right,
but for the that's a major difference between the Chazon Ish and the Shmir Shabbos, right. Ramosha / Shvisas HaShabbos, that if it's because of the Chazon Ish's new principle, whenever I destroy something and I'm so focused, I destroy everything in my path, it's only if I destroy the container. But if it's because it becomes like the Shomer HaPri, then even if I don't destroy it, Ramosha says, better if you destroy it, for sure. But even if I don't destroy it, if when I'm done with it, I throw it out, and it's made for this Kli, then it would be it would be permissible. Ramosha doesn't address leaving the food in the bag. Let's say I have a potato chip, so I open the bag, I eat one potato chip, put the bag away, leave it for another few weeks, next Shabbos, take out the bag, have another potato chip. He doesn't address that that issue, because I think he was talking about sugar packets, which took everything out right away. But he doesn't address that. But Rav Shlomo Zalman claims that within this shot as well, I don't have to take everything out right away. He's discussing salamis. Nick, I think it's salami. Nacknik. Thank you. So he says that you don't have to rip off the whole wrapper of the salami. I rip off the part that I want to eat, and I leave the rest there. Then the next week, I rip off the part that I want to eat, and leave the rest there. You don't have to rip it all, the whole thing, right away. This is the wrapper around the pri. Who said I have to rip the whole thing right away? But in the Shmir Shabbos, he puts in brackets, Ayin Chazon Ish. Where the Chazon Ish is discussing the letter, where he says you have to destroy the wrapper entirely. So it sounds like for the Chazon Ish, it's not, if I would leave the food there a little bit longer, it would be a problem. And we'll discuss that more in a second. We'll discuss that too. That's a separate problem. I don't think that's this issue. So Shomer Zalman Svar, that is the wrapper around the, it becomes like a shell, the Shomer HaPri, so then that might limit how far you take this Svara. I don't know for the Chazanish if I would take it this far either. What about, the Shai always comes up about these blister packs, which have medicine inside of them, or food inside of them, and they have words written on the silver foil on the back. I don't want to pop out the medication, and there's silver foil with words. So you say, okay, so is it Korea? It's not Korea, because I'm just trying to get to what's inside. The Chazanish, I even destroy the wrapper, you know, as I'm doing it. I destroy the silver foil, there's nothing left when I'm done. Over there, of a kli. So I think that would be considered destructive. Just to get to what's inside would be permissible. But what about Mochek? Mochek too? So Shmir Shabbos quotes from Shlomo Zalman that this should even be by Mochek. Becomes like the Shomer HaPri. So even if there's letters there, I don't have to worry about the letters, because I'm trying to get to what's inside, so it becomes like the wrapper around the pri. The Chazanish doesn't address it. Maybe for the Chazanish too. As long as I'm aimed at my goal of getting to what's inside, I don't have to worry about the things in my path.
And why? Because it's like a peel. Is that?
So Shmir Shabbos says, for most of the Achronim, you don't get that impression that Mochek is Moter. Shmir Shabbos is not so sure about this of Shomer Zalman. Why? Because a Shomer HaPri involves Stira, involves sometimes Korea, doesn't involve ever Mechika. There's no words written on the Shomer HaPri, so why should that be involved here at all? But I think what Shomer Zalman felt is that if this is viewed as the Shomer HaPri, this Shomer HaPri has words. Okay? So then that's permissible to open like Ev Shomer HaPri that doesn't have words. Right, for sure, yeah. Right. Anyway, so if you're ever stuck in a pickle, it's important to know that Shlomo Zalman feels that you don't have to worry about Mochek either when trying to open a container. We try and avoid the words. But because Shmir Shabbos, I think that there's a strong Svara. Shomer HaPri involves Korea, it involves Soser, it doesn't involve Mochek. But Shomer Zalman held that it's even by Mochek. Okay, so those are the principles. Again, we talked about making a Pesach in a Kli might be a separate issue because of Makor B'Patish. And we talked about the Malach of Soser and the Malach of Korea, how those might function when one is trying to get to something which is inside. So let's just go through the different categories of Kalim and how this plays out, Lemaisa. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa discusses the first case is the cans. I have a tuna fish can, any type of, you know, can, sardine can. You want to open on Shabbos. So Shmir Shabbos says, what should have been? What should be? So he claims that, Shlomo Zalman claims that a disposable kli is to be considered a kli mustaki. What's the whole shot in a mustaki? It's because it's inferior. So he claims inferior means it was thrown out. Nobody bothered with it. So to hear, nobody's bothering with a disposable kli. After you take the tuna fish out of the can, you throw out the can. So that should be like a kli mustaki. So if it's a kli mustaki, I don't have to worry about the malach of soser. I'm just trying to get to what's inside. And even if we accept the Tosas' pshat as it is, without all the Mishnah Berurahs and the Chazanish, Tosas said you can destroy the chavis to get to the grogeris which is inside. If it's a kli mustaki, and Shlomo Zalman says, Hainu haf, this is a kli mustaki. Binyan Shabbos claims that for Shlomo Zalman, even if I don't destroy the kli, it becomes like the Shomer HaPri. Here, no. Here, it's just the Yerbekelim, right? Even in Mustaki, I don't have to destroy the kli. Right. So I could even leave half the sardines in. Shmuel Shabbos quotes, though, from the Chazanish, that the Chazanish disagreed. Chazanish holds, he has a piece about this explicitly. Chazanish claims that two things. You don't really need both things, but Chazanish claims two things. He claims that when they close this kli, let's say, how do they make the cans? They put, they have an open, call it, you know, open like a box or can. They put the fish in, then they seal it closed. So Chazanish claims once they sealed it closed, it's a kli otum, and it's no longer a kli. All it is a closed cylinder. Now when I open it, I made it into a kli. Before it was a closed cylinder. Now when I open it, I have a kli which I can put pins into and clips into and whatever I want batteries into. So I have a usable kli. So Chazanish claims this is not an issue of soser, this is an issue of bone. It's really bone, it's probably makab patish. It's probably like minafeh kli zechuches. I'm not attaching parts and limbs here, I'm just opening it up. So he says bone, it probably means makab patish. Oh, so the Chazanish says, but I said it's permissible shover as a chavis to get to the grogeres which is inside, is even if it's a chavis shlema. Okay, so here I'm just trying to get to what's inside. What am I worried about? Bonus. So either way, it's permissible. If I would destroy the kli in the process. Chazanish says we're afraid a person's going to use the kli. If I don't destroy the kli, let's step back. Chazanish says, I'm just trying to get to what's inside. So why can't I open the kli just to get to what's inside? So Chazanish says, because people use this kli over and over again. They use it for pins, they use it for bookmark, whatever they use it for. They use it for things.
Yeah, sardine cans, yeah.
Right. Meaning it should have really come under the Chazanish's global heter of trying to get to something which is inside. But the Chazanish claims over here, people will use the kli again and again.
So this would be there has been cardboard, for example, and tins.
Oh, you said cardboard people wouldn't use again. The letter also, the Chazanish was afraid people were going to use again and again.
Right, but I thought...
So then where does his principle apply?
If we're not going to use it again and again.
Yeah, what would be...
Maybe if you destroy the kli in the process, which might be a heter by the cans, even for the Chazanish. That's what Shmir Shabbos suggests. But if Shlomo Zalman disagrees with the Chazanish as it is, he says, first of all, nobody uses the cans anymore. And he says that it's a mustaki. Mustaki means that even if they would sometimes use it once, twice, or three times, that's still considered to be a kli mustaki. So there are some poskim which claim that it's quoted by the standards firm, but in the Minchas Yitzchok and the Chalkas Yaakov claim that for the Chazanish as well, be permissible to open a can in the, you know, in the normal way with a can opener. Because nobody uses cans anymore. Wherever the Chazanish, you know, the Chazanish's time, maybe items were so, you know, containers were so scarce that they would use containers again and again. Now nobody uses it anymore. So their assumption is that leaving the food in the can for after I'm done with it, let's say I eat one sardine, two sardines, then I leave the sardines in the can. Their assumption is that that's not called using the kli again and again, obviously, because people still do that today. They obviously held that was not called using the kli. So again, Chazanish holds you can't open the kelim because I'm afraid of bone. That should be a problem with bone. Shlomo Zalman held it's not bone. First of all, it's a kli mustaki. Nobody uses it. It's meant it's disposable, and there's no binyan b'kelim if it's a kli mustaki. And also, he claims it's not bone because when they close it, they only do it having a mind to open it. But that issue is really irrelevant. After reading it a bunch of times, it's really irrelevant. Chazanish considers it not to be mustaki because people use it again and again. And Shlomo Zalman claims nobody uses cans again and again. And the Minchas Yitzchak and the Chalkas Yaakov claim that even for the Chazanish now, we all agree nobody uses the cans again and again. It would not be a problem with Bona to open the can. What is somewhat, there is a contradiction in the Chazanish regarding this point. The Binyan Shabbos points this out, that if you read the Chazanish carefully, the Chazanish says leaving the food in the item is considered using the kli again and again. He says, because sometimes I don't take out all the food right away. But in another place in the Chazanish, he implies that that's not called using the kli again and again. It means that I take out the food, put in food, take out the food, put in food. So for a literal, you know, so Binyan Shabbos claims that's the Iker part of the Chazanish. Because that's jives with everything else. I mean, Chas Yitzchak, the Chalkas Yaakov, Shlomo Zalman, that it's only if it's used once I take out the food to put in food again and take it out again. Like an envelope could be like that. An envelope, you take out the letter, and then I read the letter, oh, I put it back in the envelope so I remember who sent it to me. And I take it out again, I put it back in. But potato chips, nobody restocks the potato chip bag or the tuna fish can. But that seems to be a contradiction within the Chazon Ish. So there are those who say for the Chazon Ish, b'zman hazeh, nobody uses cans again and again, and it's permissible to open a can in the normal way. And there are those who are more literal, Chazon Ishniks, we'll call them, who feel that if you don't take out the food right away, that's called using the can again and again. And we even do that b'zmanenu. We leave food in their original containers, and that would be called using it again and again. So Binyan Shabbos is makel on that, but there are those who are machmir on that. The Shmir Shabbos though claims that even for the Chazon Ish, it would be permissible if I make a hole in the bottom of the kli. Because once I make a hole in the bottom of the kli, I've made it into a non-usable kli. Nobody's going to use it again and again, even to keep the food in it.
It's Rosh Shabbos.
Well, it's not makapel because you're doing it
to take the food out. Yeah, that comes up by poking the hole in the top of the metal caps. So the Shmir Shabbos first suggested, one suggestion to be, instead of getting out of making the cap into a kli, would be to poke a hole in the cap. So he says, but who says it's permissible to poke a hole in the cap? That's not in mind to take out anything. So it's every...
So the Shmir Shabbos says that even the Chazon Ish agrees that if you poke a hole where?
In the bottom of the kli.
I'm saying that's the same thing as I open it with the can opener.
Right. So if I destroy the clean the process, how do you destroy a can?
I'm saying, but he's not saying a chiddush from the Chazon Ish.
No. He's saying that should work for the Chazon Ish too. If I destroy it in the process, it'd be permissible. Right. So I guess you'd have to say that this is viewed as a long opening process. I'm destroying it in terms of getting it out. They open one side half, then the other side half, and both are in mind to get it out. That's in terms of the cans. A separate issue, though, that doesn't really come up in that classical discussion is what about Asiyas Pesach? How is a person allowed to make a Pesach in a can? We talked about Bona, we talked about Soser. Korea obviously is not shaykh to a can, but what about Asiyas Pesach? How is that permissible? So the Mincha Shlomo Zalman, in the second volume of the Mincha Shlomo, discusses opening soda cans on Shabbos. So there are those who wanted to answer that because you're making a Pesach B'Kli. And because it's mechatech, I make a very nice Pesach, make an exact cut. So Shlomo Zalman, as he is sold there, that there's no iser asiyas Pesach b'kli if it's disposable, if it's a kli mustiki. Because the whole iser, he claims, the Binyan Shabbos says he dawned on him in the middle of the, what about the soda can? I don't know why he had to have this whole drama. It's in the Mincha Shlomo. But he said he walked to Rosh Shlomo Zalman's house and he knocked on the door and he asked him this question. Rosh Shlomo Zalman basically just told him what it says in the Mincha Shlomo, that the Isra of Asiyas Pesach B'Kli is because it makes the Kli a better Kli. Again, that's an Isra of Makom B'Patash. I'm finishing off the Kli. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman says a Kli that's not a Kli Mustaki, it finishes off the Kli. Now it's Asilach. It's Lahoti, it's Gavaldik. But a Kli which is disposable, there's no finishing off of the Kli when I make a Pesach. I'm just trying to get the food out. So he claims if I do it in the easiest possible way, the easiest way to open a soda can is clearly by doing it in the normal way. Or the easiest way, probably of opening a tuna fish can is to use a can opener. That's not a CS Pesach B'Kli, because the Kli is disposable. It's not there to make it finish off the usage of the Kli. The Binyan Shabbos compares this to, he wants to understand really the mechanics of this heter. So he says this might have to do with the Maga Mishnah, which we mentioned last time, that Makom B'Patash, the whole issue of Makom B'Patash is one of Kavana. If I have in mind to use the Kli or to use the Pesach as a Pesach, then that's Makom B'Patash. If I don't have in mind to use the Pesach as for Lahaknas Lahotzi, that's not Makom B'Patash. Why? Because the Gemara says Amapis Murtz Lahotzi Mimenalecha is an issue of, for the Rambam, is an issue of Makom B'Patash. And the Rambam, even though he passes Mocha Shein Tzichu L'Guf Eschayiv, is Mako, that it's permissible to be Mapis Mortz L'Hotzi Mimen Alecha, there's Tzar. So Maga Mishnah asks, but why? Isn't that Mocha Shein Tzichu L'Gufa? So he says, no, because Makom B'Patash is unique, that if I don't have Kavana for the Pesach, that's not called a Pesach. So if it's a Kli Mustiki and I don't have a mind to use it again and again, that's not a Pesach. However, Ramosha has a tshuva where he discusses, I'm sorry for jumping Kalim, but Ramosha has a tshuva where he discusses opening the old style orange juice cartons where you ripped it open and then you folded it back and then you folded it forward, or milk cartons. So Ramosha claims that that's an issue of Asiyas Pesach B'Shams. The Rishon Zalman disagrees, and Rishon Zalman holds the Pesach was there before. It was just glued shut. I didn't make a Pesach B'Shabbos. Pesach was there, it was just glued shut. We'll elaborate on that, hopefully. The Pesach was there, and then I mevatu it temporarily, and then I reopened it. That's not a CS Pesach B'Shabbos. But Moshe claims, no, when it's sealed, it's sealed. And it's sealed very well. You can't call that a Pesach Yoshan. That's making a new Pesach. The item is disposable. So obviously Ramosha didn't care that the item was disposable. Ramosha held that even by a disposable item, there would be an issue of Asiyas Pesach. And there are poskim who are choshesh like that. Even for that's a disposable item, there's an issue of Asiyas Pesach.
That itself would be a reason to argue with Ramosha. I mean, Rishon Zalman doesn't have to get to the point that it's already open.
Right.
Just say that it's disposable.
Right. Shabbos Home quotes this, and then he quotes some other poskim who are mekel, because again, because if it's an old Pesach, but you could have said it's not because of that; it's because it's disposable, right? Just finishing off the soda cans, we mentioned also when we discussed mechatech, it might be an issue of mechatech. Rabbi Yashiv held cutting, opening the soda can was an issue of mechatech because I make a beautiful Pesach, and Shlomo Zalman held whenever it's the easiest way to do something, that's not making an exact cut. Making an exact cut has to be to use it for something else, not just because it's the easiest way. So one could ask if the soda cans either because Asiyas Pesach for Shabbos and Asiyas Pesach exists even by disposable items, or it could be because of an issue of Mechatech. So this is why I said Ramosha is vague. When is he matir then opening containers? Is that only if I take everything out? Why? How come when I open then a potato chip bag or I open a sugar packet, I don't have to be concerned that that's Asiyas Pesach? So I think he'll have to assume that I'm taking everything out. Or the carton might be a Pesach Yofa, a better type of Pesach. I don't know. You know, the blanks are there. One has to fill them in. But Ramosha was concerned that the orange juice cartons, that would be a CS pass on the shelf.
You can't close it up again, in a sense. You know, you open it, and then you pull it back together. Potato chip bag.
But again,
it's hard to really close up.
Right. It's just the easiest way of opening it. So he would say, I don't know. It's a new definition of Pesach. Normally, Pesach means also Achnas of Mahonsi. What should be about bags? Shouldn't, yeah. No, nobody reuses them. Not soda bottles, soda cans. What should be about opening like a potato chip bag? We had the machlokes to show the chazanish and Shlomo Zalman about cans. So should that transfer to bags too? Does the chazanish hold opening a bag is also boner? So the Orcha Shabbos calls from the chut shani, which is a Nissan Karelitz. His commentary on Hilchos Shabbos, he claims in the name of the Chazon Ish that that would also be considered boner, just like a can. So you'd have to, but if you destroy the bag in the process, it would be okay. So how does one destroy the bag in the process? Everyone has their own eights on how to destroy bags in the process, but you know, you can figure out how to destroy a bag while you're opening it. Shmir Shabbos, though, quotes in the name of Shlomo Zalman, who claims, you know, this is always dubious, because Shlomo Zalman really disagreed with Chazon Ish. But he claims even B'daza Chazon Ish, who is discussing cans, bags would be permissible. Because everybody knows bags are nothing. It's not like a can, which you could use for pens and for pins and for all your Irish guys. A bag is a gourd, it's a little tin thing. People throw it out right away. It's much mitocho that it's not planned to be used again. And even the Chazon Ish would agree that that would be considered mustiki. In which case you could leave it around.
Who said that?
Shmir Shabbos claims, but that's a Chazon Ish. So if nobody uses it around, I don't have to destroy the bag in the process, even if I open it in a nice way. Since everyone knows that you're going to throw it out afterwards, there would be no issue of bone or korea, because I'm just trying to get to what's inside. But again, this would be dependent, again, not only do you have Rav Nishan Karelitz who claims that bags are the same as cans, that the Chazanish wouldn't consider them to be mustaki. It could be that that's because he held reusing a bag, meaning I leave some potato chips in the bag every time. So it could be he held that's called reusing the bag. And if that's called reusing the bag, people generally do reuse the bags and leave food inside. So that's the steer in the Chazanish, which Rabbeinu Shabbos points out, is leaving food in an item, leaving food in a bag or a can considered reusing the bag or not reusing the bag. I think most poskim are generally make, that's not called reusing the bag. But there are those who are machmir for the Chazanish, it would be called reusing the bag, in which case I'd have to destroy the bag in the process because people do reuse bags. Shlomo Zalman, though, also claims that this should be bane for him, bane for the Chazanish, that if the bag is sealed with glue at the top, that should not be an issue at all. Because even though the bag was sealed, it's meant to be reopened. So it's not an issue of korea, because it's, like we mentioned from the Levush, that when I tie two things together and I have in mind to undo them at the appointed time and I will want to use this item, that's not considered to be tofer. And the same, by the same token, if I undo such a connection, that's not considered to be korea. We mentioned this by the price tags, or by dry cleaning tags. It's not tofer to attach them, it's not korea to detach them, because it's meant to be undone at an appointed time. So to here, it's not korea, because I mean to undo the glue attachment at the appointed time. And it's not Asiyas Pesach, because it was meant to be closed, and now it's meant to be, it was meant to be opened when I will want to use it. So for the Chazanish, it also wouldn't be boneh, because it was never totally closed. It was never sealed in a way that it was never meant to be opened. So it's not boneh, it's not korea. It's not Asiyas Pesach, so he claims that it would be permissible to open the bag while in the glue. One wouldn't have to worry about the issues that we mentioned before. You wouldn't have to destroy the bag. Why is this different than the letter? The Chazanish says you have to destroy the letter when you're trying to get to what's inside, because I might use the letter again, the envelope again. Isn't that the same as a bag which is sealed with glue? So the Shmir Shabbos claims that that's different because people normally don't open letters on the glue. They open letters in the middle or at the top, not b'makom ha-chibur. So the chibur was never meant to be undone. Anyway, yeah.
The cans and cartons, aren't they also meant to be opened at that place?
So cans, the Chazanish claims, is totally sealed. So that's different. Totally sealed. You can't tell the difference between if it was opened once, it was never opened.
I'm saying, but the levushes would probably still apply, no?
For cartons or for bags.
Yeah.
That's what Shmir Shabbos claims. So for the Chazanish, any bag, but there, let's say you talk about milk bags in Eretz Yisrael,
yeah,
are not sealed with glue.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So that's one of the big shilas that comes up. Can you open the milk bag in Eretz Yisrael? So for the Chazanish, people reuse the bag over and over again. They leave the milk in the bag. So that's this shila, the biggest thing on the shila. People leave the milk in the bag. Is that called reusing the bag? Nobody refills the milk bag. But is that called using the bag? So for the literal Chazanishnik, you'd have to destroy the milk bag and put it into, or open it before Shabbos, which is the Aleph, or put it into some other type of container.
Or buy the smaller ones, which you'll never probably use it all in one. You have the small things of chocolate.
Oh, which you use all in one shot.
Use it all in one shot. Okay. You won't do anything.
But for Shlomo Zalman, so one has to be, it would be permissible because the bags are clearly mustaki. I'm just trying to get to what's inside. I don't have to destroy the package when I'm trying to get to what's inside. See, in America, most bags are sealed with glue. So you say, so what's the whole issue with bags? The issue with bags is when the bags are not sealed. A bigger issue with the bags is when they're not sealed.
I don't know why, but I've heard people who Dafka said when you're opening a bag, make sure you don't open it on the glue.
So Shlomo Zalman in one place in Shmir Shabbos writes, it's a contradiction. In one place in Shmir Shabbos, he says, better not to open it on the glue, because that's Asiyas Pesach. He's choshesh that you're making a Pesach that's also the Hachnas Olahozi. So if I open it in the middle of the bag, that's not a nice Pesach. If I open it at the top, that's also the Hachnas Olahozi. But then, later he says, I think there he means at the top of the bag when it's not glue. Then later he says, if there's glue, so that's better. Whatever. I think it's more of an issue of Asiyas Pesach. But there is that internal contradiction in Shmir Shabbos. The Tosefta does say, this has to do with milk cartons, the cartons that we talked about opening before. Cartons should be like the bags that have the glue, that it should be permissible. Ramosha says when you open the carton, that's a CS Pesach. But there's another issue having to do with the opening of the cartons. The Tosefta says that a person could be Korea or Shal Piachavis Uvaj Lo Yasa Marzev, as long as the person doesn't make a spout. If you make a spout, that's a CS Klebif Neyasmar. I just made a spout. That's its own Makabapatish. However, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that's only if I fold something in such a way that makes a spout. If I take a kone, like a straw, and I put it in, you know, poke it through, you know, a container, that's not called a CS Marzev. Even though it can function as a spout is only if I do something complicated over there. I fold things back and forth and make a spout. So this brings, the Binyan Shabbos raises this issue by the opening of the milk cartons. Is that considered to be making a spout? So even if the thing is disposable and there's no Asiyas Pesach by disposable items, and it's not Korea because it's glued or because I'm just trying to get to what's inside, but is that Asiyas Marzev? So he claims, the Binyan Shabbos claims, that that's not considered Asiyas Marzev. That's like putting a kone into the top of the kli. I'm just opening it in the easiest way to open it. So he claims it's only if I do something that's bedavka to make the marzev. If I do it in just the easiest way to open it, that's not a siyas marzev. There are those who are choshesh with the orange, those old style orange juice containers. The new style orange juice containers have where I pull out a tab, you know, the circle tab. So is that a siyas marzev? So there the Binyan Shabbos claims he doesn't think there's any suffix. That's not a siyas marzev. That's like putting the kaneh into the top of the container. Well, I didn't do a maisa folding back and forth. He says that's maybe a shaila. Here, I didn't do anything at all. So he thinks that that would not be a shaila of Asiyas Marzev. But there were those who were made by the regular orange juice containers. That's the easiest way to open it. That's also not Asiyas Marzev making a spell.
The orange juice container would be a problem according to Chazanish, right? That's a CS Pesach.
It would be... Chazanish didn't take a stand on a CS Pesach by disposable containers, but for Ramosha it would be a problem of a CS Pesach. Because Ramosha held opening the top of the orange juice container, which was folded, is a CS Pesach. Even though that was once open and glued, here it was never opened. Right. So perhaps that would be a CS Pesach. So Shlomo Zalman again claims there's no a CS Pesach if the thing is... If the item is disposable. One last issue that regarding Asiyas opening kelim on Shabbos is the caps. So the first, the easier case is the plastic cap, where both are made before. The assumption is that both exist before Shabbos, and then they're attached and with the ring and whatever. So Gemara says that Nok v'nek of Yoshan, a person can make an old hole if the hole was there before Shabbos, and then I reopen it on Shabbos. It's closed temporarily, and then I reopen it on Shabbos, that's permissible. But the Gemara says, if I have a nekev, even if it was made before Shabbos, they're talking about the Chavis, everything has to do with the Chavis case. I had a nekev before Shabbos, and then I sealed it in such a way, stima chazak, in order to keep, you know, to preserve the items which are inside, then it's nisbatel v'sheim Pesach. And when I open it again, it's like I made a new Pesach. So the Gemara and the Rishonim have all different classifications, what's called Misbatel Pesach, what's called non-Misbatel Pesach. Chazanish says all these things are just descriptions of the same thing, which is that if I have a mind to be Mavatel with there, then it's Batel the Shem Pesach. If I don't have a mind to be Mavatel with there, it's not Misbatel the Shem Pesach. You have such a similar concept also. The Gemara says, Aposeach Beis HaTzavar, you open where the neck hole was, where the neck hole should be. On Shabbos, Rashi says that that's Makah B'Patish, because you made a Pesach, or you finished off the kli of the shirt. So Gemara says, why is that different than you can open the Chavis? I forgot the language of the Gemara. You could open the Chavis where there's Magufa, where there was a tar put around it. So the Gemara says, because one is batel, the Magufas Chavis, the top of the Chavis is not batel there. It's not a chibur. By the shirt, it was a chibur, because it was never opened before. So again, if there was a chibur, when you attach the top of the kli to the barrel, If it was not meant to be nisbata there, it was meant to be open, that's eino chibor. So that's permissible to open it. So Chazanish therefore held cans. What type of cans? It's welded shut. So how could you call that? That's not nisbata shem pesach. So Chazanish shitas makes a lot of sense. And therefore, when I open the can, it should be bona. So, but the Shmir Shabbos, getting back to the caps, Shmir Shabbos says, therefore, when I have a plastic cap in a bottle, when I put the plastic cap on the bottle, even though I seal it with a ring and I plan to leave it there for a while, it's meant to be opened. So how can you say that the cap is nisbatel from Shem Kli, or is it Pesach, whatever, the top of the bottle? They're not bottle there, it's meant to be opened. So Shmir Shabbos says a plastic cap would be permissible to be opened. However, other poskim disagree. The Orach HaShabbos quotes from Nissen Karelitz. Again, other poskim have this idea as well. People are familiar with it, that when the cap is put onto the bottle, it's nisbatel from Shem Kli, because it's stuck there in a very permanent way. It's meant to keep, to preserve the items which are inside. So then it could be called nisbatel Shem Kli. And it would be also to open even a plastic cap on Shabbos. Rabbi Yashiv raised a different issue with the opening of the plastic cap, so that should be called mechatech, because it separates from the ring in an exact way. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman disagrees. She tells us that there's no mechatech by the cap between the cap and the plastic ring, because that's just the easiest way of opening it. This issue should come up also by the pull tab orange juices. Rabbi Yashiv should also say there that that's also mechatech, because I'm making an exact cut, and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman should disagree. They don't discuss this case beferish, but he should disagree and say, no, that's just the easiest way of opening it. That's not an issue of mechatech. The metal cap, though, is more chamor, as people are aware, because the metal cap is formed on the bottle. So it was never a kli before. So you can't discuss that it was a kli or a pesach that I now closed. Is it batel shem pesach, batel shem kli, or is it not in his batel shem kli?
Why is it formed in the bottle? You mean like
they take a metal sheet and form it around, it gets smushed onto the top of the bottle.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So there, the Shmir Shabbos is machmir not to open that on Shabbos.
Kedem grape juice bottles.
Huh?
Kedem grape juice bottles.
Right. Oh, they're plastic now, yeah.
Oh, really?
So Rabbi Willard claims in the Am Mordechai, it's interesting, that no, when they push it on, it's made into a kli. And since I have a mind to take it off, it just became a kli in and of itself. It was made before Shabbos. While it's holding on to the grape juice, it's a kli. The other person can consider that while it's on the kli, it cannot be considered a kli, because it's not functioning as a separate kli. It's functioning as the top of the bottle. Rabbi Willard claims that it has the status of a kli even while it's on the top of the bottle. So Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa has a few aces then how to open the metal caps. He says, well, let's say I have a mind to throw it out right away. He thinks that would help. The other people are not happy with that heter. Does it help to have a mind to throw it out right away? If I have a toothpick, the Gemara Beitza says making a toothpick is makabe patash on Shabbos, even though I have a mind to throw it out right away. So Binyan Shabbos claims because that I did something in order to... That making of the toothpick was in order so it should be usable. I made the toothpick to use it. Here, I'm not taking off the cap to use it. I'm taking off the cap. I'm making the cleat to throw it out. It's never being used as a cap. And others would disagree. It doesn't make a difference. Once you made the cap, you made the cap. So some go with that heter. Others are not so happy with that heter. I think the Orach HaShabbos has a letter from Shlomo Zalman that he was chozer from that. Chazanish held of it. I don't, this is already in the super commentaries. One other heter that the Shmir Shabbos brings up is to poke a hole in the top of the metal cap. Others disagree. Who said you're allowed to poke a hole in the cap? That's so sir. It's only permissible in order to get to the food that's inside. Here I'm just doing it so I'll be able to open the cap to get to the food that's inside. Who said that's permissible? If I pour it out from that hole that I made in the top of the cap, let's say I take, a thick screwdriver and smash through the top of the cap, so then I'm using that hole that I made. That's okay. Rav Wilk also points out that at least you should, even if you're not going to be maker like me to open the metal caps, it should be choshesh for me, and you can't poke a hole in the top of the cap because then you just destroy the kli. Because he thinks that the metal cap has the status of a kli while it's on the top of the bottle. Even though it was formed on top of the bottle, it still has the status of a kli. So then if you poke a hole in the top of the cap, nimsa that you just destroyed a kli on Shabbos, that stira that was not l'tzara chotzos demaychol. Anyway, these are most of the issues that come up regarding opening containers. I'm interested. Next time, we'll move on to Kosei.
Sure.